It is Monday morning, November 2nd, 2015, and I'm interviewing Joanne Jacobson. So, Joanne, can you tell me a little bit about what it was like growing up on the farm?
I came from a family of 9 children, and we raised watermelons and sweet corn, and that was the main crop.
Was it a good living? Did you enjoy it?
Yes.
What did you do for fun on the farm?
Oh, we played played baseball with my dad and the family.
You know, they always say living on a farm is, there's a lot of work involved.
Yes. We raised sweet corn and tomatoes and things like that.
Did you have to do a lot of helping out?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Were you sorry to leave the farm?
No.
Well, tell me then, where did you meet your husband?
I met my first husband in college. Mm-hmm. And my second husband, we dated. My parents were the partners.
Oh, nice. Mm-hmm. Okay. And how do you have a family, children?
I had three boys. One is deceased, and 2 boys.
And do they live nearby?
Matt lives in Wheaton, and Brad lives in out east, and.
Okay. What do you have anything you would say was your happiest memory as a child?
Christmas Day.
Did your mother have any customs? Were there any? What did you do on Christmas Day? How did you celebrate?
Well, we always had lots of presents, and we went to my grandmother's house. It was fun. A lot of cousins.
Oh, fun. Fun. When did you, do you think there were any beliefs or ideas that your parents tried to teach you?
Honesty and hard work. We lived on a farm.
Yes. What do you remember about your mom and dad?
They were very honest and hardworking people.
Nice memories.
Yes.
And what do you like to do that makes you happy?
Let's see. What makes me happy? I like to cook. And just things around the house.
Oh, yes. Yeah. When did you move to Barrington?
I moved to Barrington with my first husband. And we lived in New York State. And he got a job here.
Mm-hmm. You know, I never asked, where was your farm?
In Illinois, downstate Illinois, near west of Springfield.
And what would you say, you know, looking back on life, what would you say was something most major accomplishment or something you've been proud of doing?
I was the first child. I came from a family of 9 children, and I was the first one to go to college.
That was an accomplishment.
Yes, it was.
And where did you go to school?
University of Illinois.
Oh, good school, too. What did you major in?
I majored in home economics.
In here in Barrington, is there anything you remember about life in Barrington? Were you involved in any clubs?
No, I don't think so. Church.
You were involved in church, though. Were you in a woman's club or?
Well, from time to time, yes, I guess so. Not terribly involved.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Anything in particular you would like to share with your children?
I don't think so.
Grandchildren? Do you have any grandchildren?
I have grandchildren, yes. I have two boys, two sons. One son has two boys, and the other son has three girls. They live in Virginia, state of Virginia. So I don't see them very often.
Oh, that's too bad.
Yeah.
That's
but the boys are in Wheaton, so I see them.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Good, good. When your children were growing up, was there any a particular fun time that you remember?
No, it was kind of hard because I was a single mother.
You just had to get through.
Yeah, right, right.
Earn a living, take
hard.
Care of the kids.
Yeah, yeah.
That must have been hard.
Yeah, it was. It was very hard.
Did you have any friends to give you support, or was it pretty much you're on your own?
I was pretty much on my own. I have a big family, so but they're not living near me. I mean, I could always rely on my parents.
Is there any story you were told as a child you'd like to recall?
I don't think so. My mother used to tell us stories at bedtime. And that was always fun. We always had our favorites. She was pretty special.
I bet she was a good cook.
Yes, she was.
Are there any recipes she made that you make now?
Recipes that I make now. I don't think so. I don't think I have any of my mother's recipes.
Or do you remember any of your mother's recipes that you wish you could make?
No, I don't think so.
Okay.
We had a big family, and so there was always plenty of food.
Did you, living on a farm, were you able to get together with other children, or you had enough friends in your own family?
I had a big family, and we had always had cousins, and we always... 4th of July was a big thing. We had fireworks, and that was fun. Big dinner and fireworks afterward. So that was a big occasion.
Well, I can't think of anything else, Joanne,
but I
really appreciate your taking the time to talk with me this morning. You look so pretty in the pink.
Thank you.